Okay, it's time for the award ceremony to commence. So I'd like to begin by saying a real big thank you to the thousands of you that voted in with your nominations.
Sorry, was that thousands?
Yeah, thousands, why?
No, I just thought, I'm going to say thousands, you could have said millions.
Yeah. Well, thank you to the thousands of people that voted in your nominations. Some of the nominations are rather bizarre. For the most Islamophobic media, somebody nominated their television, and a copy of the Radio Times is evidence, not quite what we had in mind.
Whilst others voted on, suffice to say, ladies and gentlemen, we are a human rights organisation. Human rights, the normal one. A human rights organisation, not a South American mercenary death squad. Although I hasten to add, the money would come in handy.
You name them and we shame them.
And even if you don't name them, they're going to shame them. They're going to shame them anyway.
And in each category, we've shortlisted the candidates and presented them as nominations.
All nominees were invited to attend, but I'm sure you'll understand none of them decided to take up the offer, which isn't a bad idea really, but the reason why they didn't come, they're too busy being Islamophobic.
Yeah, but you'll be delighted to know that each winner of each category has sent a personal envoy to come and collect the prize.
They have indeed. And what is the prize exactly? An all expenses paid trip to, you guessed it, Cuba. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, where the sweltering sun and the storms never end, where the mosquitoes, the fattened mosquitoes, swarm around from the beautiful swamps around, and where the people who are there have a chance to live in the spacious 6x4 accommodation with top-notch security, American GI, may I add. Not only that, they will love it there. They've got so much space, so much time to do things, but just to help them come to their senses, they'll be blindfolded, their ears will be stuffed, and a mouth will be gagged. It's Camp X-Ray.
Actually, I thought it was going to be a 2 weeks luxury stay at the spacious and luxurious, as I've already said, Songat Detention Centre.
Oh, the Songat one, yeah. The French one.
Yeah.
In Calais.
That's
nice, that. Imagine miles there. We could give them one-way tickets back to London, through the tunnel, on foot, live track. With trains going running fast, not very fast all along.
You know, they're not refugees, I don't think we'll be able to get away with that.
David Blockett will be dismayed. Right. Okay. Anyway, so what have we got next?
The first category we deal with is the most Islamophobic British politician.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is right. The award ceremony has now begun, so hold tightly the two little seats yet again. Now, when it comes
to the term politician, we can tell you that a lot of them act towards,
some of them act some of them act towards Islamic people, Muslim people, just like they would against their wives, their friends, and their constituents as well. But needless to say that hundreds of the politicians were named, some of them we haven't even heard of. But they have been named, and others, well, let's just say, we didn't know them then, but we know you now. Islamophobia, well, it's known that a lot of them are. And a bit of advice to some of the politicians. Look, when you're being Islamophobic, why hold back? We can see that you are. Just let it all out. We don't mind, do we?
Yeah, let me set you down. You're going to have to let it out. I think I'm just repeating what you're saying.
You are repeating what I'm saying. See, ladies and gentlemen, this is a classic example of why we need your money. We have no auto cues, okay? We have no teleprompter, we have nothing. We have no script. We're making it up as we go along.
How bad it is.
Needless to say, didn't make it on this shortlist, a lot of them who weren't mentioned. But better luck next time, guys.
The first nomination is Mr. Nick Griffin, leader of the BNP.
Mr. Griffin, who said infamously, Muslims are the biggest problem at present for several reasons. Because they have the highest birth rate, which means their communities need living space. That's what ethnic cleansing is about. They have political corruption in their own countries, and when they have a chance to get council places, they are there for graft. Most important of all, Islam is an aggressive religion.
Not only are a minority of Muslims getting council houses, they're also getting income support, job seeking allowance, milk terminals, and child benefit, just like the majority of your supporters, Mr. Griffin.
Yeah, indeed. So we hear from Mr. Nick Griffin yet again. And the second nominee tonight is Mr. David Plunkett. Sorry, David Blunkett, Home Secretary.
Amongst as many quotes have said, this is not to say, of course, that there isn't a continuing tension between modernity and the cultural practices of some of those entering highly advanced countries. And as many as 30% of Asian British households, according to the recent citizenship survey, English is not spoken at home.
Well, we'd like Mr. Blunkett to know, well, not only is English not spoken, but they don't cook English food, they don't eat English food, they don't even watch English television. So, stuff that down your door. The loser proclaimed, and he proclaimed indeed, they, the US, pursue a one-sided policy on Israel because without it the Jews will be driven into the sea. I'm a friend and supporter of Israel and believe Israel had a vital role to play in the region. Israel may sometimes do things we don't approve of in the West, but the whole point of having a state of Israel is that the Jewish people can have self-determination.
To pick a quote from many. To pick a quote from many conservatives around the country. If you think it's so good there, why don't you pack your bags and leave?
Yeah. And the final nomination goes to Mr. Dismo.
Okay, he barked. It is clear that if any British Muslim says he wants to travel to Afghanistan to try to kill British or US soldiers, then that is clearly against the public interest and his passport can be removed.
Come on, ask that one.
Ask the Secretary of State for the Home Department, one, what action he proposes to take to restrict the activities of those involved in recruiting British citizens for paramilitary training, A, in the UK, and B, overseas on behalf of Islamic fundamentalist organisations.
Perhaps I'd like to remind Mr. Dismo that he'd perhaps like to start by putting Shimon Peres on trial for shooting at British soldiers in Palestine and for blowing up the King David Hotel.
There we are, ladies and gentlemen. The nominations are Nick Griffin,
David Blunkett,
William Hay,
and Mr. Dismo.
Oh, the envelope.
Yes. And the winner is? Have you checked that envelope for anthrax?
Right. And the winner is? Oh, I wonder.
You should know, you don't want to stuff the envelope in the first place. He's not being rehearsed, by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have been unable to come to a single clear winner.
Oh.
So please put your hands together. Well, that means obviously that we've got joint winners. So please put your hands together for Mr. David Plunkett and Nick Griffin.
Now, bearing this in mind, and the fact of the persons involved, thought, by the way, this actually is a BNP member, he's just come back from holiday. And he's stolen a German's tower. Okay. Right, so sorry, I forgot we meant to be politically correct up here. Yeah, so there it is, a BNP member. And because of the symbolism of Mr. Griffin and the inevitable Mr. Blunkett, we thought we'd do the next bit. The award ceremony for them in a language that they would have expected the whole world to speak had it been sprouted 70 years ago in German. So the award ceremony will be read in German. Pidgin German. Okay. In Namen des Reichen Verwirrung für deine Furcht für die Arbeit. Herr Hitler, ein Toten erhält diesen Krieg, gönnt für dich wird die. Aber a white of the Osama bin Laden und der Thank you.
Thank you.
English roughly, which in English roughly translated means, on behalf of the Third Reich, please accept this award. Adolf Hitler would like to have been here in person, but just like Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein, nobody knows where he is. So, there we have it. He's just given me a note. What's the note say? That's the wrong one. Oh yes, here we are. It's a note from Mr. Griffin. I'll just read it out, ad verbatim. Mr. Griffin is shocked that a man of his integrity should be in any way linked to a fascist Islamophobe like David Blunkett. He will be returning Mr. Blunkett's honorary membership of the BNP and explaining that there's no role for racist bigots and Islamophobes as extreme as him in his party. What, with all the new bills being passed, the terrorist bill, immigration bill, asylum bill, etc., etc., the BNP would like it to be known we only want the Muslims out, not to torture them, falsely imprison them, and hold them without trial and due process of the law. We hope to be able to show that the BNP is nowhere as Islamophobic as New Labour in the coming years. David Blunkett and Nick Griffin. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.